Mineral Area College Basketball is on the air. KREI, J98, and MyMoInfo.com is your voice for Cardinal Athletics.
Great feet by Jones that time, and great hands as she slapped it away. Max on the run. Winner has it. Right side layup. Got it! Haley Winner's got 4 points, and it was all started by great defense by Kenzie Jones.
Join us throughout the season for every dunk, three-point shot, and buzzer-beating win. Both the Cardinal basketball teams are gunning for conference and district championships, looking to challenge the rest of the country and advance to the national tournament.
Mineral Area on an 8-1 push. And now a ball tapped away. Trent's got it. Trent pushing it the other way. It's a 4-on-3. Right side layup. Yes, sir! Lamar Morgan with the assist from Trent. Here come the Cardinals!
It's Matt Cardinal Basketball on Regional Radio AM 800, KREI, J98, and MyMoInfo.com. Now let's go courtside for your pregame show.
And I come to you courtside here at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse at the Mineral Area College campus in Park Hills. The Mineral Area College ladies get, well, not hardly any rest. They played on Saturday, and here they are right back at it on this Monday on President's Day. But that's probably just exactly the way they want it because they come off their best game of the season, a 20-point victory over the Three Rivers Raiders, 73-53, a team that beat them on the road earlier this season by 34 points. We're hoping that they can continue this revenge tour because tonight they face a team that also beat them on the road earlier this year. Arkansas Baptist knocked off the Lady Cardinals by 3 points, and Mac going to try to turn it around here at the Bob tonight. The Cardinals are 12-14 on the season. Arkansas Baptist, the Buffaloes, are 8-18. I'm Chad Speaker, and I'll have the call for you tonight right here on Supertalk 800. Christian Cooper engineering and operating our game back in the studio. Let's hear from both head coaches as we continue your pregame show. I'll talk with Dion Cross and also Gary Cock, the head coach of the Mineral Area College Cardinals. We'll do that in 1 minute right here on KREI.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with 4 simple steps.
Used to be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate. Keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook. Make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill. Refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I do the same things over and over, until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Great to be joined by Coach Dion Cross now. And Coach, 8-18, but really doesn't tell what type of team you are. Most of your victories have come here late in the season. What do you feel like the turnaround was for your team?
Just getting healthy. We had some people hurt early, and with the schedule we play, it took a toll on us. You know, you playing Tyler and Trinity Valley, all these people, and you got to have a full squad to deal with those type of teams. But we got everybody back healthy, and we still trying to find our rhythm. You know, we lost the game to Mid-South the other day, and that's a chemistry problem. But hopefully, we can put it together these last 4 games. Together, get ready for regionals, but early on we just hurt and the schedule played, but we knocked off 2 ranked teams already, so yeah. We're getting there.
Nice to have your help. When you look on the floor though, with these healthy bodies, what are your players doing well for you?
They're doing sharing the ball, playing together.
Yeah.
They're focusing. I'm a big focus guy. You got to think this game. This can't just go in this play. You got to focus on what you're doing. And so they're starting to buy into that end. And also defensively, they're able to put the clamps on people when they're focused mentally. So my biggest thing now is getting them mentally ready for this regional tournament.
Had a great game with Mac earlier, a 3-point game, I believe.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the end of that thing and what you guys did well to win it.
We lost focus.
But you won the game, though.
Yeah, I mean, we lost focus, but we did enough to kind of hold them off, but but that's been my thing the whole year is just, man, just keep your focus for 40 minutes and you'll be okay. But, I mean, good game. They played hard. Mac played hard all the way through. And, you know, we just lost focus, but had enough, you know, enough energy to kind of hold them off.
What shows up at the top of the scout sheet when you take a look at the Cardinals?
Number five.
Yeah.
I mean, you really don't know how big she is until you really watch. I mean, she played against it, but when I watched them, I'm like, man, she is just bigger and thicker than our kids are. And when she gets in the paint, it's hard to deal with it because she's just so big. So that's our focus tonight. It's really slowing her down because she was the catalyst of them making that comeback they had at our place.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Deion Cross joining us on pregame. We're back with more after this right here on KREI.
Hey, Rhonda.
Yes, Jerry.
You won't believe the display over at Tanglewood.
It's beautiful. I love the open effect with that beautiful covered patio off the back.
You've been on my turf, girl.
What I like about Tanglewood is all of the standard features that they include. The fronts all have stone or brick on them. Deep garages that are 22 foot deep. Full basements.
Also, Rhonda, we've got rough-in bathrooms in the basement already in the concrete. We've got garage door openers included. Stainless steel appliances with the microwave, smooth top stove, and dishwasher.
Oh, and don't forget the painted wood trim and paneled doors, and they get a choice of doors. Homes at Tanglewood start at $174,900 base price, and this includes all of those standard options we just mentioned.
And more.
Give us a call at REMAX Best Choice, 636-931-7653.
Private showings anytime, 314-650-3024.
Great to be joined by Coach Cuck now, Mineral Area College head man. And before we talk about today's opponent, I want to talk about last game because I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
What a game against Three Rivers and a victory. And Coach, it was a 54-point turnaround from their place to your place. You outscored them by 20 in the second half. And, you know, all the things that you talk about all year long that you need to do to win, you did them. I mean, it was such a terrific performance.
Well, first of all, our defense showed up, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the wall we talk about in our pack line was there. I mean, their dribble penetration was non-existent. And it forced them to shoot a lot of threes. I don't know how many they had taken, but I understand it wasn't a very good percentage. But, and then we're making shots. You know, Shelby Moon's hitting some critical shots, and then you throw in Haley Winter and a couple others, and you got yourself a basketball club.
Yeah. So,
and like I said after the game, I said, girls, that was by far the best game of the year, and that was obvious, of course. But it was such a good team victory. Mm-hmm. You know, people coming off the bench, they were ready, they were into it, and no heads were dropping, and, you know, our intensity. You know, I wish I would know what I do or what we do as coaches to get them to do that. Maybe we don't do anything, and they just do it.
Well, if you look to duplicate it, you said, let's just go with the same starters tonight and see what we get.
That's
right?
What we're doing.
Yeah.
We're doing that same routine. Both Todd and I are kind of superstitious, I guess. There was one year, I guess it was our championship year, I was wearing the same underwear all the time.
Didn't know I'd ever get that in a pregame interview, but that's inside basketball, way inside. The Arkansas Baptist team, 8-18, but the second half of the season, I mean, all their victories have come lately, it seems like.
Yeah. And I don't, you know, they have different personnel all the time. You know, it's just they have a lot of talent. Deion Cross does a good job, the coach, and you know, it's a similar team to Three Rivers as far as opportunistic and like to press you the whole time and get opportunities like that and so forth. They hit the threes down there. They hit 40. They're averaging like 25%, I think, and they hit 45% down there. So, you know, it was one of those nights, and we had a shot at the end to tie it and go into overtime. Haley had it, and it was in her range. It wasn't like it was a desperation or anything. 5 seconds on the clock, side out of bounds in our court, and we just didn't hit it, so.
All right. So come off a big one and try to keep it rolling. And boy, I mean, if any indication of last game means you're getting hot, it's sure at the right time.
Yeah, and, you know, you don't like to look ahead one practice at a time, one game at a time, and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, this region thing's getting interesting, you know. It still looks like we'll be fifth and end up at Moberly or Crowder. Right now it's Moberly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, it's getting interesting, and it'd be nice to get hot because in my mind, I think we can beat anybody at any time.
Yep.
Except maybe NEO. that was a heck of a team.
It was. That's Gary Cook joining us on pregame. We're back with more after this.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product called Roundup Savings allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.
Filing your taxes by yourself might sound easy, but Jackson Hewitt knows better. What happens if you make a mistake or the IRS sends you a letter? What will you do? When you go with Jackson Hewitt, a Jackson Hewitt tax pro has your back and gets you the maximum refund guaranteed. Not everyone can say that. Forget the computer. Go with Jackson Hewitt. Maximum refund guaranteed or your tax preparation fee back. Only applies to federal refund determined with filed tax return. Valid at participating locations. Terms and conditions apply. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for details.
Thanks for joining us. I guess we could say tonight now on KREI Farmington, Arkansas Baptist and Mineral Area College. And we'll meet the starters coming up right after this.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes a throat roll!
Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Hello, everybody. This is Mike Overman, Athletic Director for Mineral Area College. I'd like to invite you, your family, and friends to join us as we celebrate Cardinal Fever during homecoming on February 25th. We'll have an alumni reunion, MAC memorabilia, and halftime fun for kids. But most of all, come cheer on the MAC Cardinals against State Fair. The first 700 fans through the door will receive a free MAC homecoming t-shirt. It's all happening at MAC's homecoming on February 25th. We'll see you there.
National anthem, and time now to meet our starters in today's contest. Now, Arkansas Baptist had two players that performed very, very well in the first meeting. Essence Johnson scored 22, and Desi Mosley scored 13, but neither one of those players are listed by coach as starters in this one. And then just as soon as that, as he gave me the starters before the game, and now he has changed it. So here we go, as Essence Johnson indeed will start. So we kind of thought she might, but and she does. So a 6-foot freshman, Essence Johnson, 13.7 points per game, almost 7 rebounds. Destiny Smith is a 5'11 sophomore in the starting lineup. We've got Sydney Saxton, a starter, a 5'6 sophomore, averaging 10 points per game. And Nikayla Shelton is a 5'5 freshman for Arkansas Baptist. The Mineral Area Cardinals will start the same five they started last game. Haley Winter, a 5'6 sophomore, leads this team in most categories. Shelby Moon was lights out last game. She scored 25 points and hit 12 triples in that 20-point win over Three Rivers. She's a 5'5 freshman from Neelyville. Hannah Tallien gets the start from Melbourne, Australia, a 6'1 sophomore, 6 points a game. Allie Golden out of Potosi, 5.5 points for her on the year, a 5'9 freshman. And Olivia Casey is a 5'7 freshman from Park Hills Central. Speaking of Park Hills Central, you can listen to the Central boys play in the district semifinals on J98 a little bit later tonight. Central against St. Pius, and then it'll be West County against Steelville over on the Boot tonight. And Sean and Greg will have the call for you there. Tallene will jump it up for Mack in their white uniforms with the gray shoulders and lower part of the shorts, the red numbers and letters with the black outline. And for Arkansas Baptist, they are in their all blacks with the white numbers and letters. And jumping it up for them will be Aaron Meeks, a 6-foot sophomore. The tap is actually not tapped by either player. It bounces and hits the floor, and it's taken by Jasmine Nelson. She hands it off to Sydney Saxton. Mack's defense was tremendous against Three Rivers College in their last game. And the question for Mack is, how do you plan against the three-point shot against this team? A turnaround jumper missed by Aaron Meeks. This is a ball club that only shoots 25% on the year from three, but they hit 14 triples and shot 45% against Mack in the last meeting. So you play the percentages or you go by the experience in playing them last time, perhaps is the question. Turnover against Mack, steal by Arkansas Baptist. Saxton heads the other way, bounces one left low block, and Destiny Smith, as she turns in, attempts to take that shot, traveled with the basketball, and gives it back over to Mineral Area College. So still looking for the first score of the game for either side. And it'll be Shelby Moon, who had such a tremendous ball game in her last outing against Three Rivers. She pulls up right wing just inside of the arc, misses the jumper, and Arkansas Baptist has it back. They work it over to the left wing. Saxton has it outside of the arc. Rubs off of a screen to the head of the circle by Meeks and sets up on that right wing. Saxton watched by Moon. Puts it in the left hand. Tallene comes out on the help side D. Here's a lob now down underneath. That's for Saxton. Saxton turns and fires. Missed it. Tallene has it. That was Destiny Smith, I beg your pardon. And a one-and-done proposition as Mineral Area does a nice job on the rebounding end. And it's a early offense three by Casey. And that one bounces high off the iron and will not fall. Drive left the lane by Saxton. Spins it back out front to Nelson. Nelson drives to the middle. Tallene rips her off. It's a two-on-one break. And it's led by Haley Winter. Bounces left side. Golden right back to Winter. And the layup on the right side falls through. Mack is on the board. And a terrific fast break. Winter and Golden playing catch out there. Getting set to come in is Nikyla Shelton, headed to the scorer's table. So an early sub in this one. And there's a three-point bomb along that right wing as Essence Johnson hits from three. A 30% three-point shooter on the year. And now here's a drive by Winter. And dueling threes? No, Moon misses this one. Moon was 7-for-12 outside of the arc last game against Three Rivers. A big reason why her team won. Essence Johnson goes for another triple. Missed it. Good rebounding position by Casey. And over the back is Destiny Smith. First foul against Smith. Good positioning right there by Casey. A couple of subs getting set to check in for Arkansas Baptist as Shelton checks in alongside Ja'Kayla Beard, 5'9 sophomore. Nelson checks out alongside Smith. Full court pressure by the Buffaloes. And Mack, another thing they did very well, they didn't turn the ball over very much last time out against Three Rivers. First meeting with Three Rivers, 22 turnovers. Last time, only 12. So much better job by these Mack ladies. Now here's Haley Winter trying to take it all the way through as she got down right underneath the basket. Her shot was blocked, and Johnson got a piece of that one. 24th block of the year for Essence Johnson. Right wing, Saxton. Saxton curling over the top of a screen to Johnson on the right wing. Down to the right corner they go to Shelton. Shelton throws it back out to midcourt, but it can't be saved back by Saxton. Didn't get there in time and just put a toe on that midcourt stripe. See some of the men's players, Zach Cuthbertson. See Devin Thomas, Amar Smith, Sean Roundtree over there watching women's action. See a couple of the men's basketball coaches there lending support as well. So always like to see that. See a couple of volleyball players, Taylor Covington, a couple of those folks. And now here's Moon driving off the screen of Winter. And Shelby Moon gets her first bucket. And it's a 4-3 lead for Mineral Area College. Not going to send their first subs to the scores table here. Saxton dribbles out of the circle. Moon really locked in on her. Saxton whips a pass to the left wing. Beard. And Beard traveled as she tried to drive it. And here come Olivia White and Laura Dick. Casey and Tallene will check out. So Dick, White, Winter, Moon, and Golden, the five on the floor for Mac. And a timeout now by Dion Cross and Arkansas Baptist. 4-3 lead for Mac, 6:27. Remaining in the first quarter of play, we're back in 30 seconds on KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
4-3 lead for Mineral Area College. A timeout there by Arkansas Baptist. 6:27 remaining in our first quarter. And Mac has the basketball. They lob it into the backcourt to Shelby Moon. Moon puts it in the left hand. Now brings it across the half-court stripe. Laura Dick, zigzag cut, trying to get open right there. Now the lob intended for Olivia White, but slapped away from behind by Essence Johnson. Johnson, a 6-foot freshman, so active, scored 22 and had 7 rebounds in the meeting at Arkansas Baptist. Curling on the outside, this is Shelton, and Shelton launches a 3 and connects. So here's a ball club at Arkansas Baptist that shoots 25% on the year from 3, and that's all they've done so far is make 3s. They're 2 out of 4, and they were successful against Mack in the prior meeting from outside of the arc as well. Nice left-handed grab by Shelby Moon on that pass from Winter. Winter gets into the lane, a bouncer to White, and White misses a wide-open layup. Oh, mercy. Haley Winter, sixth in the country, and assists per game at 6.4. Who knows, maybe she could climb that ladder. Matt can finish a little better on plays like that. Wide-open shot, missed by White, would have tied it. And here's a travel now out along the perimeter by Johnson. A 6-4 lead for the Buffaloes, and a 5:24 remaining in this first quarter. Over on that far sideline, Haley Winter asks for a little help off the inbound. Laura Dick obliges. And now she'll bring it up to the timeline, lob it to Moon. Moon attacks in the middle of the lane, curls a pass to White. The trailer's Dick. Wide open shot. Laura for 3. Missed it, rattled it in and out. Johnson goes high for the rebound. Johnson now pushing it the other way on a 3-on-3. Plays down to the right baseline. A drive by Shelton. Shelton in traffic and tied up. Laura Dick with the tie up there, and alternate possession goes to Mack. Zayma Wills checking in. 5'8 freshman. Z-H-A-M-Y-A. How you spell that one? 5 minutes remaining, so we're halfway through our first quarter, and a 6-4 advantage for Arkansas Baptist. Haley Winter has it on that left wing. Bounces a pass to Moon. Open 3 for Moon. Missed it short. And Mack once again, as they did against Three Rivers, cold early shooting the basketball. But against Three Rivers, they played tremendous defense. They did not turn the ball over. And then the shooting came around in the second half, and that's when Mack really ran away with it. It'd be nice to get that shooting going perhaps a little earlier in this one, but we will see as Mackenzie Smith checks in for Shelby Moon. 4:47 remaining in the first quarter, and a 6-4 advantage for the visitors from Arkansas Baptist. Arkansas Baptist defeating Mac earlier this year, 72-69, beaten by one bucket, and a 3-pointer by Mac missing that would have put the game into overtime down at Arkansas Baptist. Baptist basketball, top of the key, that's Wills, and they look for a pass down to the right corner. Haley Winter tried to close out. She did get in the passing lane and tapped it out of bounds. How about this name, Miracle Holiday? What a name, huh? 5'4 freshman for Arkansas Baptist. Miracle Holiday in the ball game. Arkansas Baptist has ABC emblazoned across the front of their jerseys for Arkansas Baptist College. The shot is up. Beat the buzzer. Shot missed, but Aaron Meeks, 6-footer, has the rebound and the stick back, and it's now an 8-4 lead for Arkansas Baptist. Laura Dick to the head of the circle. This is Mackenzie Smith. Her 15-footer from the right elbow won't fall. Go to battle for the rebound. tracked down in the corner by Laura Dick, who promptly turns it over to Sydney Saxton. Saxton driving it one-on-one against Winter and lays it in. Sydney Saxton has her first two, and it's a 10-4 lead for Arkansas Baptist, something that Mineral Area did so well in this last game against Three Rivers. They did not allow the Raiders to get into their transition game because they didn't turn the ball over, but they're starting to here, and ABC's got a six-point lead, a 10-4 lead for the Buffaloes. 3:51 remaining in the first quarter. We're back in a minute right here on KREI.
13,995. Do we have your attention? That's the price. The price of a brand new tractor with loader at Coles Tractor and Equipment. From LS Tractor, the major brand distributor, we can offer the XG3025 tractor with loader as low as $13,995. That's a 25-horsepower diesel engine tractor with quick-attach loader and skid steer quick-attach bucket. Modern stylish design. This compact four-wheel drive tractor is smart in design and style with that distinctive blue color. Synchronized shuttle shift transmission makes changing directions easier and has more operating speeds than other in its class. More legroom with side-mounted gear levers maximizes space and makes getting off this tractor easier. The adjustable seat keeps you comfortable, and we know the better the ride, the longer you'll want to work. So get your farm and home projects complete this spring with your favorite color of blue, the LS Tractor Blue, at the incredibly priced $13,995. Stop by Coles Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington, and see what all the fuss is about. Or give us a call at 573-756-4353.
10-4 lead for Arkansas Baptist. Mack has the basketball as we return to action. Laura Dick dribbles down to the right low block. Now it's Golden at the free throw line. Chisels her way inside, and her shot is rejected. Big block by Essence Johnson. She's got two blocks in the game now, 25 for the season. We're going the other way. Miracle Holiday in transition over to the left wing three. Saxton bombs it in. Five threes for this Arkansas Baptist team, or four threes here early on. And Mack quickly the other way. Laura Dick had a layup on the right side. She is plowed down to the ground. I think it was Saxton that ran straight up her back. It was. It's a 9-point deficit for Mack. Mack got in a deficit at Arkansas Baptist as well, and their comeback bid came just short. So at the free throw line, this is Laura Dick. Laura has shot 12 free throws this season. Yep, only 12. She's made six of them, and she's now 6 of 13. So misses that one. And a 13-4 advantage for Arkansas Baptist. Laura Dick back at the free throw line. And misses that one. Missed them both. Golden has the rebound, but instead of going back up with it, she plays it back outside. And then an air ball shot by Mackenzie Smith. Not a great start for Mack. And they trail now by double digits. A layup by Sydney Saxton, she went right through the defense and got all the way to the hole for the layup. Went right through that D, and it's a 15-4 lead for Arkansas Baptist. Such a high point in the season with that victory over Three Rivers, but a sluggish start in this one for these Lady Cardinals. Mackenzie Smith puts it out to Golden. Dick from 25 feet on the three, missed it, and the rebound down to Arkansas Baptist. Johnson has it. Johnson fires it up the floor to Holiday. Holiday's got it on that left wing outside of the arc. We'll go back to the head of the circle, and that's to Johnson. Johnson hands it off. Point guard, Saxton controlling now. Saxton dribbles over to the left wing, directs a little traffic. Holiday trying to work her way free, and now it's a lob down underneath and a kick out back out to the outside for Johnson. Johnson back to the top of the key. Holiday, and the shot clock expires on a good defensive effort by Mineral Area College. Shelby Moon checks in along with Keandra Perry. Perry, a 5'10 freshman from Jonesboro, Arkansas. Kia averaging 5.6 points per game. 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter, and 15-4 the score. The double-digit lead for Arkansas Baptist. Mack has two field goals, one from Shelby Moon, one from Haley Winter, the two leaders in the victory over Three Rivers. Haley just a couple of assists away from a triple-double, and Shelby Moon with 25 points. And a nice play by Kia Perry driving the baseline, drew the defense to her, and Jolie Carswell, the recipient of the pass on the right low block, and punches that one through 4-2. But Kia Perry made that play happen with a very nice drive into the lane. This is Desi Mosley in the ball game now. Mosley distributes over to the left wing, Miracle Holiday. throws up one of those from the outside. 25-footer, air ball, backside rebound, Kia Perry. Now she's driving it on the other end and fouled on her way through. The margin is 9, 1:24 remaining in the first quarter, and 16-5. Arkansas Baptist with the lead. Kia Perry going to the free throw line, where she shoots 53% on the year. Perry with a good offensive drive and then an assist the last possession, and a nice drive here to work her way to the foul stripe. She's got two shots upcoming and misses the first. So Mack now 0-for-3 from the foul line. Dick missed a couple. Kia Perry misses the first of a two-shot foul situation. And Perry goes back to the line. Try to salvage 1-for-2 and make it an 8-point game. Perry dips it, flips it, and she hits it. And she bounced it in. 15-7. Arkansas Baptist leading it. And Arkansas Baptist quickly brings it down the floor. They try to scoop it over to the left wing to Marissa Reynolds with the ball slapped out of bounds by Moon. Good hustle by Shelby Moon. And Shelby gets credit for hustle plays every single game she plays. Mosley has it. Mosley between the circles looking for a drive, got by Moon, and then went right underneath Golden, who went for the blocked shot. So a terrific play by Mosley. And now Mack quickly flowing the other way. Moon with the drive across half court, and she is fouled. Hit the deck that time. Four team fouls whistled against Arkansas Baptist. Mack has not committed a foul in the ball game yet. Kia Perry on the far sideline tries to work the ball in, nowhere to go with it, and finally she does to Moon. Moon now a crossover dribble, fires it over to Golden. Golden, a wide open jumper along that left baseline, misses the shot, gets her own rebound, and then muscles it back up and through. So Allie misses the uncontested easy one for the left side, but then she's able to hit the heavily contested one from right underneath the paint, and good effort by Allie to get the offensive rebound right there. The foul goes against Jerrica Isom. Three-point play not successful as Golden misses the free throw. Allie 39% from there on the air. 17-9 and an 8-point advantage for Arkansas Baptist. They've led by as many as 11 in this first quarter. Top of the key, this is Mosley with the basketball. Mosley, shoe untied, dribbling on the left side, lob it over the top. This is Nelson with it. Nelson tries to drive on Perry. Kia does a nice job staying right on top of her. And now an errant pass, and Casey had it for a moment. It's stolen away from her. Then she rips it right back again. And they'll say nobody actually had complete possession here, and the shot clock goes off. So 20 seconds remaining in the first quarter, and it'll be Mack basketball. Well, it appears that it'll be Mack basketball anyway. The officials going to talk this one over as we thank Hubs Pub of Bonterre. We'll have a Cardinal conversation at Hubs Pub coming up on Friday on J98. We'll be live there at Hubs Pub from 6 until 7 on Friday night. So tune in for that. We'll be talking all things homecoming at Hubs Pub. Kevin Thurman going to be joining us for that. I think some cheerleaders joining us to talk about all the homecoming festivities and the matchup with State Fair on Saturday. Final regular season game. First State Community Bank sponsoring our coverage of Cardinal Athletics out of Farmington and Park Hill. So the officials do rule indeed it was a shot clock violation, and Mack now could hold for the last shot if they want to. And if they execute successfully, Casey to Kia Perry now. Kia across that timeline, and she just has the ball stripped right away from her. So Mack not only couldn't hold for the last shot, they couldn't hold on to it at all. And now a layup on the right side is missed by Mosley. And then the rebound scrapped back out by Arkansas Baptist. They've got it with the clock falling down. Mosley tries the triple, missed it. And 17-9 is the score. And the best thing you can say right now is the first quarter is over. Maybe Mack can reset a little bit right here. See if they'll do it. We'll do that in a minute on KREI.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated, for you.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
...17-9. It's an 8-point lead for Arkansas Baptist as we go to the second quarter. Arkansas Baptist led by as many as 11 in that first quarter. They led 15-4. Turnovers and missed shots, the main culprits for Mineral Area College in that first quarter, but there are also some defensive breakdowns as Arkansas Baptist drove through for a couple of layups, and they also were able to secure a few offensive rebounds, so Mac could, well, he could stand to improve in many areas after that first quarter. And the second quarter lineup includes Olivia Casey, Shelby Moon, Allie Golden, Keandra Perry, and Julie Carswell. Arkansas Baptist will put the ball in Sydney Saxton's hands. She dribbles it to that left elbow to Reynolds. Gets it right back on the give and go. Nelson now holds it at the top of the key, and she'll play it to Isom. 13 seconds on the shot clock, and a three-pointer launched by Isom and connects. Jerrica Isom. You got to wonder if there's something wrong with the stats for this team. Listed at a 25% three-point shooting team on the year, and all they've done is knock down four triples so far in this one. Golden, a wide open jumper from the left baseline, and another open shot by Mack that will not fall down. 20-9. The lead is back to 11 for Arkansas Baptist. They've got the basketball, trying to build on this thing. Over on that left wing, Nelson to the top of the key, gets it back to her point guard, Saxton. Saxton rubs off of a screen, plays it back high to Nelson. Nelson drives just inside of the free throw line and plays a pass down to the left baseline. And that's where Reynolds shuffles her feet and gives it back over to the Lady Cards. Keandra Perry out. And here comes Haley Winter back in. 9 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Haley Winter has the basketball. Winter looking for a drive. Turned back outside. And now ball stolen away, so the turnover's starting to mount for these Cardinals as Isom ripped it and ran it the other way. The only thing that saved a layup was, once again, tremendous hustle by Shelby Moon, which she gives every single game. Couple of subs here for Arkansas Baptist as Essence Johnson checks back in. Baptist basketball. Lead it by 11 points, 20-9, 8:35 remaining in the second quarter. Top of the key, this is Johnson, and once again she travels. Really, the only thing keeping Mac in this thing right now are uncontested traveling turnover violation against Arkansas Baptist. They've committed three of those. Haley Winter gets it off of the inbound. Haley turns on the jets, drives it to the middle of the floor, takes it all the way through, distributes down to the right corner to Dick, to Moon. Dick with a wide open three now, launches and connects. Rattled it home. Laura Dick at 29% outside of the arc. Hit her 17th triple of the year. And now a turnaround jumper from the left low baseline that will not fall for Arkansas Baptist, and Max scraps it back. And Winter's on the run once again. Haley going to flare out to the left wing, wait for her offense. Fires it right into the middle to Golden, and Golden rattles it home. Nice assist by Haley Winter. And a modest 5-0 push for Mack to make it a 6-point game at 20-14, 7:50 remaining in the first half. Moon guarding Saxton as she comes up the floor. Moon taps it away, but it bounces out of bounds. Here come a couple of subs. Nikyla Shelton checking in for Arkansas Baptist, and here's Olivia White getting back on the floor for Mack as she'll give Golden a rest. Golden just hit that jumper from the high post. Inbounds pass from the far sideline. Essence Johnson making that pass. And now Arkansas Baptist works it back out between the circles to Saxton. Saxton watched there by Moon. They lob it to the left low baseline. Essence Johnson, turnaround jumper, left it short. Winner has the rebound. Haley in the backcourt, always dribbling with those eyes scanning the floor ahead. And a two-handed chest pass to Dick. Dick lobs it underneath White. And a great gather by Olivia White and score. A jump to grab the ball and then went immediately from the grab to the bounce to the hole and punched it off the window for two. Nice play by Olivia White and a good lead pass right there as well. And Olivia White now blocks the shot of Saxton as she tried for the layup. So Olivia White playing two really good possessions on offense and defense right there. And Moon throws a no-look pass down underneath for White, a poor pass, and she sailed that one out of bounds. 20-16, a four-point lead for Arkansas Baptist. They've led by as many as 11 on two different occasions. Coach Kakas says, let's play it in the full court right here. They bounce it in, and quickly, Saxton is double-teamed, but then just as quickly fouled. And this one is going against Shelby Moon. Moon prone to get in foul trouble anyway, but that is her first personal. That's the good news. 6:47 remaining in the first half, and 20-16, these two teams meeting a few weeks ago, and it was a one-bucket ball game, 72-69. Arkansas Baptist won by just 3 points. Full-court pressure by Mack. Arkansas Baptist with a little trouble getting the ball off across half-court. They finally do, and now Saxton will set it up in the half court, guarded by Dick right there. Saxton looks for the drive down along that baseline as Dick tried to catch back up with her. She fouled her. First foul on Laura Dick. And at the free throw line goes Sydney Saxton. She shoots 69% of the year. Sydney averaging just under 10 points per game. She's already had 7, though, here in this first half tonight. Thanks for joining us right here on Super Talk 800 on this Monday night. We'll have more MAC basketball on the air Wednesday night. The men will play Central Methodist's JV. Sydney Saxton sails the first one through to give her 8 points and make it a 5-point margin. She's got another one coming right here and no problem as well. It's a swish and the margin is now 6 at 22-16. Haley Winter brings the ball up the floor, dribbling with the left hand. Curls it back over around to the right wing. That's to Dick. Dick throws it off for hip underneath. White did it again. Great work by White. Olivia really sealing hard in there. And then once she gets that ball in the post, immediately turns and fires it in. Some great minutes by Olivia White. 22-18, a 4-point lead for Arkansas Baptist. We've got a timeout on the floor, and we'll take it with them. We're back after this 30-second timeout on KREI.
Hey everybody, Mike Overman here, and as Mineral Area College Athletic Director, I'm personally inviting you and your family to Mineral Area College Homecoming this Saturday, February the 25th. Bring the kids and watch the men's and women's basketball teams square off against State Fair. We'll have a halftime hoop shoot for the kids, an alumni room filled with MAC memorabilia, the MAC Cardinals will sign autographs, and Kirby the Cardinal will be on hand. It's all happening this Saturday at Mineral Area College's Fieldhouse. We'll see you there.
And we'd like to thank Mineral Area College for sponsoring our coverage of Cardinal Athletics. We'd like to thank Patterson Well Drilling of Cadet and Bloomsdale Bank of Bloomsdale and St. Genevieve. Nice score by Olivia White right there. The timeout by Deion Cross and Arkansas Baptist. And the Buffaloes have the basketball as we return to action. Sydney Saxton guarded up by Shelby Moon. Gets by her. Shelby trying to recover. She runs it from behind. Essence Johnson has the open three. Missed it. Battle for the board. And they say this one goes off of Haley Winter and out of bounds. So the Buffaloes have it right of the bucket along the baseline. And standing there to put it in play is Shelton. Shelton looking for a stack on the right side. Some screens. And finally, they do get it in to Meeks. Meeks turning against Carswell. Can't score it. Winter has the rebound. And a good job by Olivia White to alter that shot. Mack trailing it by four. Carswell a lob underneath for White. White caught that one again, but that was the adjustment that Coach Cross had made, is that backside help on the lob to White, and they had come from the backside and played good defense that time as they swiped it away. The double team going against Olivia White right there, and a good adjustment by the Buffaloes, who've won 7 of their last 11 ball games. So yes, they're 8-18, but won 7 of their last 11. One of those against a ranked Iowa Western team. 22-8, a 4-point advantage for Arkansas Baptist. And they have it in that right corner, launching a three. Johnson misses, And once again, it's Haley Winter with another rebound. Haley, that stat sheet stuffer, had 14 rebounds last game, working on another double-digit rebounding night. Here's Olivia White. Reverse pivot, drop step, shot won't fall. Winter has another rebound, and she clears it over to the left corner. Says, let's reset this thing. Dick throws a poor pass into a double team right there and then exacerbates it by fouling. Second foul on Laura Dick. A couple of subs as Golden and Casey check in. 5 minutes remaining in the second quarter, and 22-18. Still a four-point lead for Arkansas Baptist. Not going to be a shooting foul quite yet. Shelton back in the ball game for the team labeled ABC on the jerseys. And Saxton running the point. She brings it across the half-court stripe. Saxton plays to the left elbow. Shelby Moon tried to knife it away. She was able to dislodge the basketball, but it is retrieved by Meeks. And Meeks works it right back out to Saxton again with now 10 on the shot clock. Saxton curling off the screen from Meeks. Drives it all the way down to the left baseline. Stolen away by Moon. Shelby just continues to compete. Shelby now taking it coast to coast. Throws a bounce pass to Golden. Golden can't hang on. That one hit her around the ankles. A tough one to handle. And Mack, after gathering the turnover, turns it over themselves. And an early offense, 17-footer that time by Wills that will not fall. And a timeout by Gary Cuck and the Cardinals, 22-18. And a lead for Arkansas Baptist, 4:18 remaining in the first half of play. We're back in 30 seconds on KRAI.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.
Is the score, and it's a four-point lead for Arkansas Baptist. Mack hasn't gotten the shooting really revved up yet. They've turned it over a few times, but somehow they're hanging in here, and Mack does have the basketball as Casey fires it into the backcourt to Shelby Moon. Shelby Moon across the timeline to Olivia. Olivia has it on that right wing. Alexia Perry going to check in the next dead ball. Alexia's played some good spot minutes for this team throughout the year. Here's Moon on the right wing, fires to Casey. Casey in the right corner. The closeout on her. Olivia, bounce pass, head of the circle, Golden. Golden looking high-low, Carswell. Carswell attacks with the hook shot and banks it in. Nice high-low, Golden to Carswell, and a good, difficult shot by Jolie Carswell to get it to go through. We've got a two-point ball game. 22-20. Arkansas Baptist still on top here, but Mack, it's not the prettiest thing in the world, but they are fighting. Top of the key, Essence Johnson. Maybe traveled, maybe not, but then turns it over. That's not a maybe. Carswell grabbed it, was headed the other way, and then she's tied up, and Mineral Area will have it on the alternate possession as Alexia Perry checks in. Some good minutes from Carswell, and Alexia Perry checks in for her. Mineral Area College basketball, they'll have it 94 feet away from the basket. As Desi Mosley checks in. Olivia Casey is there to throw the ball in. Coming over to meet it, Haley Winter. And Winter in the backcourt. She's going to work one-on-one against Beard. Winter, no problem bringing it across the timeline. Goes behind her back, calls out play number five. Winter now driving it to that right wing. Back and forth cut by Moon, can't get open. Now it's Golden looking high-low. Good hands by Alexia Perry. Can't hit the shots. And then it falls back into the hands of Arkansas Baptist. Baptist on the run. Now the play it in the half court. Here's Mosley at the top of the key. Mosley distributes over to the right wing outside of the arc. Saxton. Saxton to the top of the circle. Now to the left wing. Mosley, a triple. Missed it. And a long rebound gathered in by Arkansas Baptist. They'll work it back over to the left side. And there's Mosley again, this time driving it. Misses that one. Third try up in the air by Meeks. That won't fall, and now Mack has a two-on-one. Golden leading it. Golden driving it right side. Count the shot! And Allie's going to the free throw line looking for a lead for the Mineral Area College Cardinals. Well, this Mack team just refuses to give in. Yes, turnovers. Yes, missed shots. But the fight is definitely there for this team, and it's kept them in it. Saxton commits her second personal. We are tied at 22 with number 22 at the free throw line. And Allie Golden just put the Cardinals out front with her seventh point of the game, 23-22. Mack leading it here. Almost baffling how they've been able to do this. The first quarter started with a 20-9 Arkansas Baptist lead. And so Mack has gone on a 14-2 run. And there's a three that's pumped through by Sydney Saxton. Fifth three of the first half for this Arkansas Baptist team. That shoots 25% on the year. Well, they shot 45% on the first meeting with Mack. They've saved all their three-point shots for the meeting with Mineral Area College. And a pretty pass that time by Haley Winter. Alexia Perry with another nice catch. And this time she turns and scores it. And we're tied at 25. Another great assist that time by Haley Winter. And I'll check Haley's Winter stats at the half, but she might be on pace for another triple-double as she grabs another rebound. She's got to have seven rebounds already. Her assists mounting as well as she passes to Golden. This could be another one, and it is another assist for Haley Winter and another bucket for Allie Golden. Mack on top, 27-25. A minute 20 remaining in the first half of play. Alexia Perry has given this team some good minutes here over the last few. Now a lob pass underneath as Alexia was in the neighborhood, and then the steal by Golden. And as Haley Winter came out of the pack with the basketball, she just held it a count too long and walked with it. 27-25. Mack leads by two. 68 seconds left in the first half. Arkansas Baptist basketball over on the far sideline. Beard to put it in play, fires it in. Saxton catches it in the backcourt. And now Haley Winter waiting for her. Saxton curling off a screen. Winter, though, goes right over the, underneath that one. And good hands that time by Lexi Perry underneath to tap it away with a loose ball taken back by Arkansas Baptist. But Lexi Perry doing a nice job in the paint here for Mack. Three-pointer nearly went off the backboard and in. And now a battle for the rebound and a tie-up. Arkansas Baptist will have it back with a fresh shot clock with 41 ticks remaining in the first half. And 27-25, Mineral Area College is on top here. Miracle Holiday, going to put it in play right in the bucket along that baseline. Her four teammates form a stack on that side. She fires it over to that right wing. Ball into Beard. Beard hands it off to Saxton. Saxton guarded by Haley Winter, who closes out on her. Saxton measuring her, now goes to the right hand, looks for the drive. Winter catches right back up to her. Allie Golden does a great job working around the offensive player, nearly slapped it away, and now Dick falls on the ground, scrapping for it, and Mack has it up by two with 20 seconds left, and they need to execute some clock management right here. You just don't give it away here. You want to go into the half with the lead, and now a foul on a drive by Winter, and she was hand-checked by Jakaya Beard. That's the first one on Beard. And Mineral Area College now has the ball and the lead with 12 seconds left. 27-25 Mack. Dick getting ready to put it in. But Dominika Shiraka going to check in for the first time in this ball game. Shiraka comes off the bench. She'll be the inbounder. And she's a good bet to shoot it as she comes back in. 10 now with Winter at the head of the circle with 8. Haley with 7, fires to Golden. Golden in the middle of the lane. The runner off the window won't go. The rebound coming down to Arkansas Baptist, but we go to the half with Mineral Area College leading it by 2 points after starting the second quarter, an 11-point hole. So a good second quarter of play by these ladies. 27-25, Mack out front. Your halftime show in 2 minutes right here on KREI.
Money, 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 money!
Jason, what are you going on about now?
Money, savings, our customers, Hustler Fast Track Mowers.
Yes, did you know that right now customers can save $500 off Hustler Fast Track Mowers?
Obviously, that's why I'm singing money, money, money. It's time for everyone to save big money on the mower that sets the highest standard for all other brands to reach.
Hurry into Fliggs Equipment today and save big money on the Hustler Fast Track Mower.
Really? I already said that.
Well, I said it too. Fliggs Equipment. Let our family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the outer service road at the Ludington exit.
And online 24/7 at fliggs.com.
13,995. Do we have your attention? That's the price. The price of a brand new tractor with loader at Coles Tractor and Equipment. From LS Tractor, the major brand distributor, we can offer the XG3025 tractor with loader as low as $13,995. That's a 25-horsepower diesel engine tractor with quick-attach loader and skid-steer quick-attach bucket. Modern stylish design. This compact four-wheel drive tractor is smart in design and style with that distinctive blue color. Synchronized shuttle shift transmission makes changing directions easier and has more operating speeds than other in its class. More legroom with side-mounted gear levers maximizes space and makes getting off this tractor easier. The adjustable seat keeps you comfortable, and we know the better the ride, the longer you'll want to work. So get your farm and home projects complete this spring with your favorite color of blue, the LS Tractor Blue, at the incredibly priced $13,995. Stop by Coles Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington, and see what all the fuss is about. Or give us a call at 573-756-4353.
Let's go through the halftime scoring now for you. After the first quarter, it was an 8-point deficit for Mack. They trailed 17-9, but it was a near opposite second quarter as Mack outscored the visitors from Arkansas Baptist 18-8. And then the Cardinals lead by two going to the locker room 27-25. It was a 14-2 push during that second frame for Mack. Now, Haley Winter looks like has 6 rebounds and 3 assists. She's got 2 points in the first half. Mack shot 42.9%. They were 12 for 28. And Mack cold outside of the arc, only 1 for 6 at 16.7%. The only 3 coming from Laura Dick in that first half of play. Mineral Area College at the free throw line, not any better. 2 for 6, 33.3% there. But Arkansas Baptist, they shot poorly from the field. They hit only 4 2-point shots in the first half as they were 4 for 13 from 2. All told, Arkansas Baptist shot 35%. They were 9 for 26. But this is a team coming in shooting 25% outside of the 3-point arc. And what do? Well, they hit 5 of 13, of course, as they hit 39% in the first half. Rebounds, Mineral Area College wins that battle 19 to 16. And Allie Golden had 4 rebounds, but Mack led in the rebounding department by 6 of them from Haley Winter. She also leads in assists with 3, as we said. So that's a look at some of the numbers of the first half. I'll go through your individual scoring coming up on our next break, 27-25. Mack leads by 2 at the half. And we're back with more on the other side of this 2-minute timeout on KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
The choice of an insurance company is an important one. You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our offices today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalliancein.com.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
All right, let's go over the individual scoring in the first half. And first of all, for Arkansas Baptist, they are led by Sydney Sexton. She hit two threes. She mixed in a couple of twos and a couple of free throws. Really had a nice first half. That was in addition to handling all of her point guard duties. And so Sexton finishes up the first 20 minutes of this one with 12 points. Aaron Meeks with two. Essence Johnson, who scored 22 in the first meeting, has only three at halftime. Jerrica Isom also with three. Desi Mosley with 2 points. And Nikyla Shelton has three. As we said, Arkansas Baptist hit more threes than twos in the first half. They hit five threes. They hit 4 2-point shots. The Mineral Area College Cardinals, well, they were opposite. They only had 1 3-point make, but did a little bit better from two as Laura Dick hit the only 3-point shot for Mac. And she finishes the first half with those 3 points. Shelby Moon scoring two. Haley Winter had just 2 points, but she did have 6 rebounds. Keandra Perry with a point. Julie Carswell had 4. Olivia White also with 4 points. In fact, Olivia White, Cynthia Perry did a nice job down in the paint in their minutes of action. White scores 4 and Perry with 2 points. The Mineral Area College women with only one more regular season ball game, and that is a home contest coming up on Saturday against State Fair. It'll be sophomore night. It'll be homecoming. And Mac, as Coach Cuck told us before the game, currently sitting 5th in a Region 16 standing, so they'll have to go on the road in that quarterfinal round, and as it stands right now at Moberly, but that could shift around a little bit. For the Mac men, they have 2 games left. Mac men will play on Wednesday against Central Methodist. University JV squad, will have that for you on regional radio. And then the Saturday game against State Fair, the Mac men currently sitting 2nd in Region 16 following the loss to Three Rivers here on Saturday. And so the Mac men would be slated to play Three Rivers in the semifinal of the Region 16 tournament next week. So we'll see how that shakes out as our season comes to a close, our regular season does anyway, on Saturday. 27-25 is our halftime score, and we'll be back with more of your halftime coming up after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Cardinal Basketball right here on KREI.
Money, 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 money.
Jason, what are you going on about now?
Money, savings, our customers, Hustler Fast Track Mowers.
Yes. Did you know that right now customers can save $500 off Hustler Fast Track Mowers?
Obviously. That's why I'm singing money, money, money. It's time for everyone to save big money on the mower that sets the highest standard for all other brands to reach.
Hurry into Fliggs Equipment today and save big money on the Hustler Fast Track Mower.
Really? I already said that.
Well, I said it too. Fliggs Equipment. Let our family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, and on the outer service road at the Ludington exit.
And online 24/7 at fleegs.com.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product called Roundup Savings allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.
Filing your taxes by yourself might sound easy, but Jackson Hewitt knows better. What happens if you make a mistake or the IRS sends you a letter? What will you do? When you go with Jackson Hewitt, a Jackson Hewitt tax pro has your back and gets you the maximum refund guaranteed. Not everyone can say that. Forget the computer. Go with Jackson Hewitt. Maximum refund guaranteed or your tax preparation fee back. Only applies to federal refund determined with filed tax return. Valid at participating locations. Terms and conditions apply. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for details.
Mineral Area College did such a good job of taking care of the basketball in their last ball game. They played tremendous defense, holding Three Rivers to 29% shooting in the last game. So far, the Cardinals are out shooting the visitors from Arkansas Baptist as well, but Arkansas Baptist has hung in this thing on the strength of their three-point shooting. They have outshot Mack outside of the arc. 27-25 is our halftime score. Mineral Area actually trailed by 11 two times in that first half, but a good 14-2 push in the second quarter put Mac on top, and they were able to take that two-point advantage into the locker room. Let's thank a few sponsors now that we have a moment. We'd like to thank Lambert's Cafe of Sikeston for sponsoring our coverage of Mineral Area College basketball. Let's thank Farmers Mutual Insurance of St. Genevieve, Cole's Tractor and Equipment of Farmington, and also New Era Bank of Farmington. We've got Hoops on the Air on our affiliate J98, The Boot, as well, as we will be broadcasting district basketball tonight. The Central Boys playing St. Pius, and then after that, the West County Boys going against Steelville. And Greg and Sean will have your call on that one. And as we take a peek at the turnover situation, Mac had 10 first-half turnovers, and thanks to Coach Randy Skaggs for always supplying us with the numbers during our broadcasts here at Mineral Area College. So Mac did a little better job taking care of the ball against Three Rivers. Last time out, 17 total turnovers, on pace anyway for 10 here tonight. And we'll see if Mac can come up with perhaps a little bit of a cleaner second half of play, which is coming up next. 27-25, Mac by two. Your second half in 2 minutes, right here on KREI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sikeston.
Look out! Here comes a throat roll!
Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sikeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sikeston.
$13,995. Do we have your attention? That's the price. The price of a brand new tractor with loader at Cole's Tractor and Equipment. From LS Tractor, the major brand distributor, we can offer the XG3025 tractor with loader as low as $13,995. That's a 25-horsepower diesel engine tractor with quick-attach loader and skid-steer quick-attach bucket. Modern stylish design. This compact four-wheel drive tractor is smart in design and style with that distinctive blue color. Synchronized shuttle shift transmission makes changing directions easier and has more operating speeds than other in its class. More legroom with side-mounted gear levers maximizes space and makes getting off this tractor easier. The adjustable seat keeps you comfortable, and we know the better the ride, the longer you'll want to work. So get your farm and home projects complete this spring with your favorite color of blue, the LS Tractor Blue, at the incredibly priced $13,995. Stop by Cole's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington, and see what all the fuss is about. Or give us a call at 573-756-4353.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Halfway through a ball game tonight and just getting ready to start the second half of play. 27-25, the Mineral Area College ladies lead by two despite trailing by 11 points a couple of times in that first half. Coach Cuck has his, looks like his second half starters on the bench and giving them some final counsel before they hit the floor once again. Looks like that it'll be the same starters in the second half that started the first half of play for Mac. Haley Winter, Shelby Moon, Olivia Casey, Allie Golden, and Hannah Tallin. For Arkansas Baptist, they will bring out Sydney Saxton. There's Essence Johnson. Ja'Kiah Beard gets the second half start. Jasmine Nelson on the floor for Arkansas Baptist. Arkansas Baptist is going to come out in a 1-3-1 zone to start the second half of play. Let's see what Mac does against this thing as Winter pitches it down to the right corner to Carswell, and now they go to Golden. Golden, a block-to-block pass to Carswell. A great look by Allie Golden. And Jolie Carswell now has a half a dozen, and Mineral Area College has its largest lead. That's right, 29-25. Mac on top by four after the first possession of the second half of play. Arkansas Baptist going to go to that right elbow, a lob to Johnson. Johnson now works back to the outside. Beard. Beard spins it over to the right wing. Saxton. 10 on the shot clock. Saxton plays to the top of the key. Nelson. Nelson working on Casey. Fires it right underneath Meeks. Turnaround hook will not go. Battle for the rebound. It's tapped out. And Johnson grabs it. Johnson going to reset to the point guard Saxton. She'll dribble up at the head of the circle. Curling off of a screen and popping out to grab it off the handoff is Nelson. Nelson sets for three. Missed it left. And scooping in for the rebound is Winter. Winter has her seventh rebound of the ball game. Haley with 2 points in the first half, but I thought she played very well. She's got seven rebounds now and three assists. Well, she may have had even more assists. This will be an assist if this goes down, and it does, and it is. So another assist for Haley Winter, but there's a big three-point make by Olivia Casey. Well done by Casey, and that's one thing we know she can do. 32-25. Mac leads it by 7 points. And now a steal attempt by Shelby Moon. She peels herself up off the hardwood. She gets those floor burns at a pretty regular clip in every ball game that she plays. She is so fun to watch play. And she had such a tremendous ball game last time out. 25 points against Three Rivers. She bombed in 7 of 12 three-point shots. And now she's handling Sydney Saxton. Saxton lobs it down underneath. And a good, strong turnaround jumper that falls for Aaron Meeks as Carswell was playing some pretty tough defense on her, but Meeks got it to go down. Winter takes a look at three defenders, now finally fires it across, and Casey quickly goes to Carswell. Moon for three. Yes, ma'am! Another moon ball. Shelby Moon pops it through, and Mac has more three-point makes in the last two possessions than they had in the entire first half. One three-point make in the first half, and well, Moon and Casey combined to pop through a couple of them in the last couple of possessions, and Mac leads it by 8, their largest lead of the game. Top of the key, ball in the hands of Isom. Now they play it down underneath. Once again, left low block, turnaround jumper won't go for Meeks. Casey has the rebound, and now here's Winter on the run. Winter throws a bouncer intended for Carswell. Instead, it goes off of the foot of an Arkansas Baptist player. Thanks for joining us tonight on KREI Farmington for some Mineral Area College Basketball. The ladies in action tonight, coming off that great victory over Three Rivers. Last time out, a 20-point victory. Winter squares for three. Yes, ma'am! All these college Cardinals are heating up. Haley Winter with 5 and 3 straight 3-point makes for the Cardinals. They need not Natalie lead now by 11, 38-27. 7:14 remaining in the third quarter of play. A timeout by Dion Cross. We're back in a minute on KREI.
Hello, everybody. This is Mike Overman, Athletic Director for Mineral Area College. I'd like to invite you, your family, and friends to join us as we celebrate Cardinal Fever during homecoming on February 25th. We'll have an alumni reunion, MAC memorabilia, and halftime fun for kids. But most of all, come cheer on the MAC Cardinals against State Fair. The first 700 fans through the door will receive a free MAC homecoming t-shirt. It's all happening at MAC's homecoming on February 25th. We'll see you there.
Good work by Christian Cooper tonight. Engineering operating her ball game. 38-27, three straight made threes by the MAC Cardinals. Casey, Moon, Winter, all bombing him in. And Mack leads by 11, 38 to 27. And this really is very similar early here in the third quarter anyway. A foul on Shelby Moon, her second. Very similar to the Three Rivers game and the fact that Mack didn't hit shots early in that one but played strong enough defense to hang around. And then the shots started falling in the second half and Mack ran away. We hope the trend continues. Second foul on Shelby Moon. 7 minutes remaining in the third frame. 38-27. Mineral Area College by 11 points. And with 1 second ticking off the clock, Shelby Moon gets her third personal foul. She plays so hard and tough and aggressive, hustles so hard, but what it does cost her a lot of times is minutes on the bench because of foul trouble. So Moon hit a three just a few bat times down the floor, but now she'll have to come out with the three fouls as Keandra Perry checks in for her. Arkansas Baptist basketball, they lob it in over right in front of their bench. Walking the tightrope there is Saxton as she caught that one. Now they go down to the right corner for Nelson. Nelson back up near Saxton, but it's ripped away by Perry. Kia Perry now striding up the floor. She's going to wait for her teammates. Had numbers, but wanted to wait. Running the half court. Another nice idea that time by Golden, as Golden tried to wrap it around a double team down underneath for Carswell, but the defense rotated just in time to slap it out of bounds. But once again, nice eyes by Allie Golden. Winter to put it in play. Haley fires it up to Casey. Casey hit a three just a few moments ago. And she has this one nearly tapped out of bounds, but Golden saves it back in. Golden trapped in the right corner. Uses one dribble. Bounces to Carswell. Top of the key, Perry. Wide open three. Doesn't want it. Instead, two-handed chest pass over to Casey. Five on the shot clock. Kia Perry looks for a drive in her left hand. Throws a shot up. That is deflected out of bounds, but it won't matter because the shot clock expires. So a good defensive possession by Arkansas Baptist. 38-27 is the score. An 11-point lead for Mineral Area College. 6:20 remaining in the third frame. The officials are discussing the situation. I'm not sure what they're saying. They're going to say white ball, but if it is, there's got to be just 1 second remaining on the shot clock, I would think. It never did hit the rim. So 38-27, and Coach Deion Cross is correct in what he's saying in that the ball did not hit the rim. And so if it is Mineral Area ball, there should be just 1 second left on the shot clock. 38-27. Okay, and that's exactly what the officials have come over to clarify then with the scorers table. Yes, indeed, it was a block shot, so it was out of bounds on Arkansas Baptist. But they're going to say that when it touched out of bounds, there was 1 second remaining on the shot clock, which is really the only possible way that could have happened. So Haley Winter going to stand right of the bucket along that baseline. Now they reset the game clock to 1 second, but that won't work. 38-27 is the score. Instead of resetting the shot clock to 1 second, they reset the game clock to 1 second. You know what? While they figure all this out, I'm going to thank a few sponsors. I'm going to thank Crown Collision of Farmington, also Unico Bank, Potosi, Deloge, and Irondale. And I'll also remind you that we've got district basketball on the air tonight on our affiliate J98 The Boot. Central against St. Pius and West County and Steelville in boys play tonight. So you can tune in over on J98 tonight for that. Sean and Greg will have the call for you. Mack trailed by 11 in the first half. They lead by 11 here, and so it's been a 22-point turnaround to this point in the game. Well done by these Mack ladies to play good enough defense to hang in it until the shots started falling. And, in fact, three threes fell in consecutive possessions for Mack. Now the clock is figured out, so Mack is going to have to catch and shoot right here. Haley Winter, look at the book, get it in. Casey touched it. It bounces back out of bounds again, and all that for basically the same result. And the officials are trying to give it to Mineral Area College again. I don't know why they would give it to Mineral Area College again. The officials are not understanding a few things here. 6:22. And if it were a foul, then Mack would get it back, but it doesn't matter who it went out on because the shot clock expired. And now the officials commiserate and, yes, indeed, get it right. Deion Cross knows his basketball. This guy is the third leading scorer all time in the history of Stanford basketball. Played under Coach Mike Montgomery in the mid-90s. Perhaps have heard of amazing player Brevin Knight, the point guard for Stanford, played alongside him. Kansas City Schlegel guy Chris Weems had some terrific teams, and Deion Cross among those. Now here's a three by Essence Johnson, and she connects. Essence Johnson averaging just under 14 points per game. She's hit two threes tonight. She's got 6 points. So hasn't hit a two. So Haley Winter drives, kicks to the left corner. That's to Casey. Casey back to the top. Here's Perry. Perry lobs for Carswell, but that is an incredibly difficult pass and an even tougher catch. She didn't put her teammate in a successful chance right there. Carswell out, Olivia White in. 38-30. Mack leads it by 8 points and 5:40 remaining in the third frame. Mineral Area College is going to go do a spot press right here. Ball's loose momentarily and then gathered back in by Shelton. Shelton hands it off to Desi Mosley. Mosley at the top of the key. She's watched by Winter. Mosley goes to the left hand, goes all the way through three defenders. Now she misses the shot, but the rebound and stick back, and that one's missed by Meeks. A second rebound taken right back outside by Mosley. So a couple of offensive rebounds by Baptist keeps them alive. And now over to the left wing, it's Saxton. Saxton plays down to the left corner, Johnson. Johnson holding the ball high overhead. Golden closes out on her. And Mosley has an open look at a three right here. Misses that one. Another offensive rebound by Meeks, and she's fouled that time. And yes, perhaps the bad news is the foul on the shot, but if you don't give up four offensive rebounds in the possession, well, that foul doesn't occur. The offensive rebounding, very good for Arkansas Baptist as Lexi Perry gets set to check back in. She played some good minutes in the first half. Erin Meeks at the free throw line shooting two. She drills the first and has five. So Laura Dick checks in alongside Lexi Perry. Lexi Perry is certainly a big physical presence in the first half for Mineral Area College. She had a score, a block shot, and a couple of rebounds. 38-31, Mack by 7. Erin Meeks back to the free throw line. She shoots 31% there on the season and misses this one. And another offensive rebound, this time after the missed free throw. Mosley, the fifth offensive rebound with the ball on this side of the floor this time. And finally, a traveling violation whistled against Essence Johnson. Mack had a rebounding advantage at the half, 19-18, but well, Arkansas Baptist just killing it on the glass right there. Kia Perry plays it in for Golden. Back to Kia to the middle of the floor. To Winter. Haley Winter, top of the key. Crossover dribble now, looking for a drive. Pitches it out to Dick. Dick drives through. Euro step underneath to Perry. And Perry scores it! Boy, Alexia Perry's per-minute production on the floor. Outstanding. And terrific drive, draw, and dish by Laura Dick right there. Ball slapped away from Mosley. She regains, drives, works to the corner to Saxton. Saxton driving it on Winter, and she stepped on the baseline. So Haley Winter forces the turnover right there. And checking back in for Arkansas Baptist is Jerrica Isom. Mack with 94 feet in front of them. They lob it in for Haley Winter. 4:13 remaining in the third frame. Coach Cuck calls a four-out play, a bouncer underneath to Lexi Perry. She scores again, and Arkansas Baptist has nobody that is checking her. The drive, the draw, and the dish by Winter. Now a steal by Dick. Dick drives it, scores it again! Oh, what a flurry by the Mineral Area College Cardinals! And fueled by Laura Dick, Haley Winter, and Lexi Perry. 44-31, Mack by 13 points. Their largest lead of the game. And now a jumper that's missed by Arkansas Baptist and a tie-up. The Buffaloes will have it back, but Mack doing a nice job getting tough there. Zamya Wills checking back in for the Buffaloes. Some great minutes by Lexi Perry for this team out of Mark Tree, Arkansas. Lexi stands 6'3", and a big, strong basketball player as she blocks the shot right there of Meeks. And the alternate possession gives it right back to the Cardinals. More great work by Lexi Perry. 44-31. Mack by 13. The inbound to Lexi Perry. Keandra Perry work with it now. They're cousins, so It's the firm of Perry and Perry bringing it up the floor. Keandra looks for the drive, goes, drives it hard with the left hand, misses the runner, and the rebound taken down by Meeks. Meeks hands it off, and we head back to my left now as Saxton has it at the top of the key. Saxton goes to the left hand, drives it all the way in. First shot missed, second shot missed, and Lexi Perry's got another rebound. Hands it off to Winter. Winter buzzing her way down the floor now. Drives middle of the lane, plays it over to Dick. Jumper from the right baseline, got it! And another assist by Haley Winter. And the jumper is up and in by Laura Dick. Boy, this has been a great unit for these Mineral Area College Cardinals. And the ladies lead it by 15 points, 46-31. So a lineup now of Perry, Perry, Dick, Winter, and there's Golden on the floor with them. That has been a great lineup for this team. And another steal as we head the other way. Stop and go drive. Winter to the hole. Couldn't hit the layup, but she's going to the free throw line. This unit has really clicked for the Cardinals. 46-31. Mineral Area by 15 points and at the free throw line. Here's Haley Winter at the stripe. First one is a swish. Winter's got 6 points. She's got at least 5 assists and at least 7 rebounds. And 47-31, Mac leads it by 16 points. Mineral Area College with 18 second half points. Only 6 for the visitors from Arkansas Baptist. And Winter hits the second one. She's got 7 points. 48-31. And it has been a 19-6 push here in the third quarter by Mack. 2 minutes and 15 seconds remaining in the third frame. Stop and go drive by Mosley. Winter stays in front. Perry lends a little help. Now here's Mosley in the left corner. Always looking for that drive. Fires one to the head of the circle. That's for Smith. Over to the right corner now. Isom for three. Misses that shot. Rebound and stick back won't fall for Meeks. But it is out of bounds and off of Mineral Area College. 48-31. Mack by 17 points. And Perry part of, Lexi Perry part of thwarting that shot attempt as well. The inbound to Mosley, and Dick did a nice job blocking that shot as Mosley jumped into her. But they're going to bail Mosley out by calling Dick for the foul. 31 on Laura. And 48-31. Mack leads it by 17 points. Perry, Perry, Dick, Golden, and Haley Winter, the 5 on the floor during this good push. Free throw up and in by Mosley. She's got 3. Mack had another good push on the floor earlier when Moon was in there. Moon, Winter, and Casey all hit 3-pointers. That free throw by Mosley connects. She has 4. And now a turnover on Mineral Area College. The pass wide of Winter, and she tried to track it down over on that far sideline. Couldn't grab it. 1:51 remaining in the third quarter. Mineral Area College for the second straight game playing a very good second half here. Mosley launches from the right baseline. Couldn't hit the shot. Winter has the rebound. That gives her 8 for the game. Haley puts it in the left hand, drives it all the way through. Taking it down in the paint, she turned it over. Was stripped, and now Mosley's headed the other way. Mosley has a 4-on-1, a bouncer right side. That layup goes down for Jerrica Isom. That's why Mack wants to stay away from those turnovers. Winter, they're going to say, I think, shoving to get open right there. Will that go on Winter, or the defender will go on Winter? They say that Winter shoved Mosley to get open right there. So that would be, I think, just the first one on Haley. Moon checks in, Carswell checks in, and Golden and Winter will get a little rest here. It's the most minutes that Lexi Perry has put together on the floor in a long, long time as Mosley drives, and a blocking foul on Moon, and that'll be the 4th on Shelby, and she couldn't last but a couple of seconds. Well, Shelby Moon has accumulated 3 fouls in the last 3 seconds of game time as she's been on the floor, and she comes right back over, and she's going to get set to set down a spell as Keandra Perry will check in for her. At the free throw line, it's Desi Mosley. The margin is 13 points for Mac, 48-35. Mosley hits the first free throw. She's 3 for 3. 5 points for Desi. And 48-36. Mineral Area College by 12. Back to the free throw line, Desi Mosley. And she knocks this one hard off the back iron. A battle for the rebound, and Lexi Perry is within there helping. Dick gets the loose ball, gives it up to Carswell. Carswell caught in the backcourt and hands it up back to Dick. And a 10-second violation whistled against the Cardinals as they could not get across the half-court stripe. And Coach Cuck looks back to the bench, wants to know what the foul situation is. 48-36, Mac by 12. But Arkansas Baptist with the basketball back. Here's Mosley running the point. She's got a lot of second half minutes, played pretty well, but this time she loses the basketball. She drives in, and there's Shiraka to scrap for it back in the backcourt. They hand it to Carswell and finally give it to Dominika to cross the half-court stripe with under a minute to play in the third. Dominika over to the right wing. That's for Dick. Dick looks for a drive. Cut off. And now a lob underneath. Lexi Perry grabs it but is held. And Lexi Perry so strong, they even lob it to her when she's double-teamed. She's so strong and has actually very good hands. The foul going on Aaron Meeks right there. I think that Lexi's teammates have a lot of confidence in her. There's a lob to Dick off of the inbound, has it head of the circle, drives, floats it to the right, to the left corner. Shiraka's got it there. She's double-teamed, finds Carswell. Carswell from 18 feet rattles it in and out, and high for the rebound is Meeks for Arkansas Baptist. 48-36, Mac by 12. Mosley has it at the top of the key. 27 seconds remaining in this third quarter as Mosley goes right by Shiraka and scores it with a left-handed layup. She's got 7 points. And now here comes Dick driving it down the floor. She wants to set it up in the half court. Now drives it with her left hand, gets down in the paint and turns that one over. So some turnovers by Mac costing them. And now here's Mosley, who drove right by Mac the last time down the floor. She throws up a wild shot with 5 seconds remaining in the third quarter. And Mac will have it back with 2.5 seconds remaining in the third frame. So Mac got out of sorts right there, and they're still going to manage to take a double-digit lead into the fourth frame. At the end of three, it's Mineral Area College 48, and the visitors from Arkansas Baptist 38. I'll tell you about that fourth quarter coming up in 1 minute right here on KREI.
Money, 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 money!
Jason, what are you going on about now?
Money, savings, our customers, Hustler Fast Track Mowers.
Yes. Did you know that right now customers can save $500 off Hustler Fast Track Mowers?
Obviously. That's why I'm singing money, money, money. It's time for everyone to save big money on the mower that sets the highest standard for all other brands to reach.
Hurry into Fliggs Equipment today and save big money on the Hustler Fast Track Mower.
Really? I already said that.
Well, I said it too. Fliggs Equipment. Let our family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the outer service road at the Ludington exit.
And online 24/7 at fliggs.com.
A 10-point lead for Mineral Area College as we go to the fourth quarter. 48-38. Mineral Area College leads. Got Casey, White, Winter, Moon, and Golden all on the floor for Mac as we start the fourth quarter of play for Arkansas Baptist. We haven't seen Sydney Saxton in a while. She played a great first half with 12 points. Rather, it's been Mosley running the point. Her quickness has certainly been a factor. She's got 7 points in the game. But Mac's best defender back on the floor in Winter to try to check her as we start the fourth frame. Over to the left wing, this is Ja'Kiah Beard. Over to the right corner, they play it down to Saxton, so both point guards in the ballgame right now for Arkansas Baptist. Baptist swinging it out along the perimeter with 9 seconds remaining on that shot clock. They work it outside, and here's Beard launching a three. Connects! Big shot for Ja'Kiah Beard. That's only her 6th three-point make of the entire season. And now a foul in the backcourt as Sexton got caught holding on to Moon. That's the third one on Saxton. 48-41, Mineral Area College led by as many as 17 points. But it's been a 10-0 run. by Arkansas Baptist to make this a seven-point game here. A drive by Winter. Goes all the way through but charges. And a good job by Mosley to get out in front of her. The second one on Haley. Haley Winter with 7 points. I've got her with 8 rebounds and 5 assists. Winter, fifth in the country at 6.5 assists per game. Mosley gets it on the inbound. Full court pressure by Mack. They'll drop it back as everyone filters down the floor. Just about a minute gone here in the fourth quarter, and it's a 7-point advantage for Mack. Mineral Area led by as many as 17 in this half. 8:59 remaining in the fourth quarter. 48-41. It's Mack by 7 points. A 3-pointer the last time down by Ja'Kiah Beard. And now here's a traveling violation on Saxton. Moon was the one defending her there. Full court pressure by Arkansas Baptist. Olivia Casey to put it in play. And now Mack trying to break free. And Haley Winter does so. Winter with a crossover dribble, but as she took her eyes off the ball, she lost it when she went behind the back. So turnover on Winter. 48-41, it's Mack by 7. Mosley out front, watched by Haley Winter. Mosley off of her hip, spins it over to the left wing. That's to Saxton. Saxton guarded by Casey. Caxton looking for a driving lane, but Moon does a good job with the help side D. Now we go to the top of the key to Isom. 7 on the shot clock. Bouncer down underneath now. Ball is loose on the deck. Still loose and finally intercepted by Allie Golden. That was Haley Winter scrapping on the floor for the basketball there. 8 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the fourth frame. Here's Haley Winter dribbling out front. A bounce pass to Moon over on that right wing. Moon looks for the drive. Now dips just inside of the three-point arc. Lobs it for Olivia White, who spins and fires. But it's Aaron Meeks who's whistled for the foul. And that'll send Olivia White to the free throw line. Meeks a little frustrated with the call right there. She felt like the block was pretty clean. And I don't know. The officials had a better look at it than I did. But it may have been. Olivia White at the free throw line now, where she is a 52% shooter on the air. But this one sails through cleanly. Olivia White with 5 points. Mack really getting contributions from everybody in this one. Three players have scored in the ball game for Mack. I'll tell you who's played some great minutes for this team is Alexia Perry. Nobody is in double figures for Mineral Area College. With only 8 minutes remaining in the ballgame, Mack's leading scorer is Allie Golden with 9, and she had all those in the first half. Olivia White back to the line. Dips, flips, misses. And the rebound taken down by Arkansas Baptist Marissa Reynolds. So White goes 1 for 2 from the free throw line there. And the lead is 8, 49-41. Right wing Saxton. Saxton's trying to direct some traffic right there. She sends Essence Johnson down to the post and brings Marissa Reynolds back out front. Now fires it down to Mosley in the left corner. 8 on the shot clock. Mosley watched by Winter. Completely different dynamic when Winter is out there guarding Mosley. If Winter's not on her, Mosley's just driving right through. And now a long three launched, airmailed, backside rebound Golden. Up the floor, Moon. Moon throws a backhand, a bounce pass, but turns it over. Intended for White, but the defense was right there the whole time. And now Winter trying to D up Saxton, but Saxton goes strong to the bucket and scores it. And the lead is down to 6 points for Mack, 49-43. And it's been a 12-1 run by Arkansas Baptist. And now another turnover against the Cardinals, ripped off by Saxton. And Arkansas Baptist tries to continue this run with a 3 by Essence Johnson. Missed it. Rebound comes down. And Winter rips it for Mineral Area College, her 9th rebound of the game. Haley leads the team 7 rebounds per contest. She's up that average here tonight. And once again, Haley, a triple-double threat almost every time she's on the floor. A little Euro step by Haley Winter right there. And dodges through the middle of the defense. Fires it off the window for 2. Big bucket by Haley Winter. She's got 9. And the lead is now 8, 51-43. Mack really needed an offensive answer at some point as they'd gone into a bit of a drought. Here's Essence Johnson for 3. Connects! Essence Johnson with 3 threes in tonight's game. That's all of her scoring. And now a length of the floor pass. That goes to Olivia White and another assist by Haley Winter. Winter to White is it's not quite Montana to Rice, but they've been a pretty good touchdown pass connection this year. 53-46. Mack leads it by 7 points, 6 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Timeout on the floor. We'll tell you more in 30 seconds right here on KREI.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Well, and checking with Coach Skaggs, sometimes we like to do a triple-double update on Haley Winter. She's got 9 points, she's got 9 rebounds, and she's got 7 assists. So another great game by Haley Winter. 6 minutes and 3 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter here. 53-46, that margin was cut down to 5 points before that length of the floor pass, Winter to White, and here's another three for Essence Johnson. Missed it. The rebound sails over the head of Casey, and now here's Mosley driving through. Kicks down to the right corner. Errant pass in and out of the hands of Saxton, who really had no chance to catch that one. So a turnover, and Mack has it back. Casey checks out in favor of Laura Dick. So Dick going to put it in play on the far corner sideline. Little trouble. Finally gets it into Mackenzie Smith. Right back to Laura in the backcourt. We've got Smith, Dick, Golden, Winter, and Carswell. Carswell's got it on the right low block, plays it out to Smith in the right corner. Smith looks for a drive, drives it into a double team, a bouncer now, and a high-low look. Carswell turns and fires it in, and another good assist by Allie Golden. Golden has really been a terrific passer in the post for Mack in this one. Saxton tries a three, missed it badly. Johnson has the rebound. Turnaround jumper will not fall, but it's another attempt by Arkansas Baptist as the rebound is cleared by Meeks. Back in the left corner, Saxton, a baseball pass up top for Mosley. 7 seconds on the shot clock because that one never hit the rim, and Johnson plays it back over to the right wing. Here's a three-pointer. That grazes off the iron. Battle for the board, and once again, it's won by Arkansas Baptist, and there's a bucket by Johnson. Dick now runs the length of the floor. Hooks up a shot on a runner. It won't fall, but she'll go to the free throw line. Margin is 7 for Mack, 55-48. A whistle goes against Isom. That's her second. All the free throws feel like they're pretty big coming down the stretch of this one. Laura Dick is 0 for 2 from the free throw line in this game. She is 6 for 14 on the season. And here's the first one, and she misses that one, and she's 0 for 3. In tonight's ball game from the free throw line. 55-48. She could still make it an 8-point game if she can hit this one. Dick with 7 points. She averages just over 4 on the year. So a nice scoring ball game for Laura. And there's a free throw, and she's got 8. And that's the lead. 8 points for Mack. 56-248. A double team in the back, and Dick steals it. Dick now waiting for Winter. Winter now looks to drive it, picks it back up. And now Golden, the trailer, misses it from that right elbow. The rebound off of Arkansas Baptist and out of bounds. 56-48. Not sure if Winter got away with a double dribble there or not. The officials either didn't see it or ruled that someone had touched it. And the lob is into Carswell. Carswell plays to Golden. Golden in the middle of the paint. She tacks. Heavy pressure and heavy contact. No call, though, as the ball sails out of bounds. And here comes Lexi Perry back in. I like that. She has played really well in this game. So Lexi going to get a few more minutes right here. And the inbound for Mack. Perry comes off the screen. They lob it to her, and her shot is blocked this time. She gets it back, fires it back in, and she's fouled before the second shot goes back up. So more good work by Lexi Perry, and Desi Mosley has her second personal foul. Well, Lexi would have liked to have hit that first shot attempt, but good job getting the offensive board. Mack with a little trouble getting anyone open. Finally, it's Golden who breaks open. Gets the inbounds. Golden now looks for the drive. One bounce, picks it back up. And now here's Haley Winter for 3. Missed it. Oh, that'd have been a big, big shot. That'd have put Mack up 11. But she left it just short. 56-48. Mineral Area College by 8 with 4 minutes left. Arkansas Baptist basketball. Mineral Area College hoping to go on a revenge tour here. Losing to Three Rivers earlier this year. They blasted them last time out here in the Bob. Mac lost by 3 points to Arkansas Baptist at their place and hoping to turn that around here tonight. Foul goes on Allie Golden, just her first. And Mosley going to the free throw line. No, Saxon, I beg your pardon. Saxon shooting 69% from the free throw line this year. It's an 8-point advantage for Mac, and it stays right there as Saxon misses the first. Saxon had made her only two other attempts in the ball game tonight. She's hit a couple of triples as well. 12 of her 14 points coming in the first half. Second one for Saxon. And made it. It made two complete revolutions around the rim before it fell through. And Saxon has point number 15. She leads her team in scoring. Mac leads it by 7, 56-49. Mac puts the ball in play to Haley Winter in the backcourt. Everybody else will filter down the floor. Haley, watched by Mosley. Crossover dribble once and twice. Haley keeps the dribble alive now. Here's Golden. Golden in the high post now. And now Mackenzie Smith curls around. Can't find her there. A drive by Winter. Goes all the way through. Spins it off the window and put it down. Oh, one of the highlights of the year right there. Haley Winter with nowhere to go. Drove around two people and put some huge English on that basketball. Spinning it off the window. And in what a play by Haley Winter. And Mineral Area College is back on top by 9, 58-49. And Winter now with 11 points. What a play by Haley. 9 seconds remaining in the shot clock. This is Mosley. She measures Haley Winter. Dribbles to the left. Launches the three. Missed it. Battle for the rebound. This time it's won by Arkansas Baptist. Cleared by Johnson. Play down to the left baseline. Now back to Johnson. Another three from her. Got it again. Essence Johnson has hit 4 triples in this game. She's got 14 points now to match her season's average. And she's made it a 6-point affair. 58-52. Mac on top. 2:49 remaining in the fourth. And Cardinal basketball when we come back in a minute on KREI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes the throat roll!
They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs. And let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and
look out! Here comes a throat roll!
Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.
Mineral Area College leads by 6, 58-52 over the visitors from Arkansas Baptist. 2:49 remaining in the fourth quarter. A long pass to Allie Golden off of the inbound. Allie picks it up, fires to Laura Dick at half court. Now Haley Winter calls for it. Winter has it on that left wing. Looks for a drive, cut off. Haley backs it out, says let's run something here. Winter keeps the ball alive with a right hand. Now going to dribble back up between the circles with a left. Surveys, now fires it over to Dick. Dick plays it underneath Golden. Golden has her shot swatted right back in her face, but gets the rebound, sends it back to the corner, and Haley Winter pops it through for two. Some big buckets by these Lady Cardinals. And Winter extends the lead to 8, 60-52. 2 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. A drive by Saxon will not fall. The backside board by Meeks. That won't go, but a foul whistled against the Cardinals. So Meeks will go to the free throw line. And that whistle going against Laura Dick, that's her fourth. Casey going to check back in. At the free throw line, it's Aaron Meeks. Meeks is 1-for-2 from the foul line tonight. Make it 1-of-3. Aaron shooting only 30% from the foul line on the season.
Go. Stop.
2 minutes and 8 seconds remaining in the fourth. 60-52, Mineral Area College on top here. Mac has led by as many as 17 points. They've trailed by as many as 11. Second free throw won't go by Meeks, and the rebound is ripped down by Golden. Golden hands it off to Moon. 2 minutes remaining. Mineral Area College up by 8, 60-52. Haley Winder grabs it on that right wing. Good pass by Moon to the top of the key. This is Perry with it. Lexi has it, swings it side to side. Now throws it, pass intended for Moon, and they're going to say it was tapped out by Arkansas Baptist. 1:47 remaining in the fourth quarter. 60-52, an 8-point advantage for Mac. Casey right in front of the Mac bench to put it in play. Haley Winter tries to break free. She has the ball in that right corner. Haley backs up for three and missed it just long. But Mac was able to get 30 more seconds off the clock, leading it by 8, 60-52. Essence Johnson, good job by Golden to close out on her there. They go inside, back out. Johnson for a fifth three. Can't get it. Casey dives in for the rebound and is fouled. Good work by the 5'7", Olivia Casey. 1:27 remaining in the fourth quarter. 60-52, Mac on top. That was the fourth foul on Aaron Meeks. And we walk down and we'll shoot some free throws. Olivia Casey is 6 for 6 this season from the foul line. 1:27 remaining in our ball game. Olivia Casey could make it a 10-point lead if she can knock them both in. So Casey readies, steadies, and 7 for 7 on the year. Nothing but nylon for Olivia Casey. 61-52. Casey back to the stripe, trying to make it a 10-point game. Misses this one. So it's a 9-point advantage. 61-52. And 1:20 remaining in regulation. Saxon has it. Over to Essence Johnson, down to the left corner now. They get it to Beard. Back to Johnson. Johnson looking high-low. Good defense by Lexi Berry. And the steal by Haley Winter. 67 seconds left. 61-52. Mac on top of the basketball. And we'll tell you more on the other side of this. 1 minute pause on KREI.
13995. Do we have your attention? That's the price. The price of a brand new tractor with loader at Coles Tractor and Equipment. From LS Tractor, the major brand distributor, we can offer the XG3025 tractor with loader as low as $13,995. That's a 25-horsepower diesel engine tractor with quick attach loader and skid steer quick attach bucket. Modern stylish design. This compact four-wheel drive tractor is smart in design and style with that distinctive blue color. Synchronized shuttle shift transmission makes changing directions easier and has more operating speeds than other in its class. More legroom with side-mounted gear levers maximizes space and makes getting off this tractor easier. The adjustable seat keeps you comfortable, and we know the better the ride, the longer you'll want to work. So get your farm and home projects complete this spring with your favorite color of blue, the LS Tractor Blue, at the incredibly priced $13,995. Stop by Coles Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington, and see what all the fuss is about. Or give us a call at 573-756-4353.
We'd like to thank New Era Bank of Farmington, Farmers Mutual Insurance of St. Genevieve for sponsoring our coverage of Mineral Area College Cardinal basketball. The Mac ladies looking to turn it around against Arkansas Baptist after losing at Arkansas Baptist. The Mac ladies leading it by 9 points, 61-52, with 1 minute remaining in regulation. And here's Haley Winter with the basketball. Pitches it over to Casey on a dribble weave play. Now to Moon. Moon slashes in. Back out to Casey. Casey works it back to Moon. Moon outside of the arc. Looks for a drive. Backs it out. Pitches it across. Mosley taps this one out of bounds. It'll be Mac basketball with 5 seconds left on the shot clock. 46 seconds remaining on the game clock. And Casey right in front of me here to put the ball in play. Olivia says, give me some movement, ladies, and fires it in to Golden. It's slapped right back out of bounds by Essence Johnson. 1 more second ticking off the shot clock. Now 4 seconds remaining on the shot clock and 45 remaining in the game clock. It's Mac by 9, 61-52. Inbounds play to Golden, tapped away. And now here's Winter, and she never shoots it. So Mac had 2 times where they had the ball out of bounds and stoppages in play, and they didn't notice that there was 5 or less seconds on the shot clock. Just flat didn't know it. 61-52, a 9-point advantage for Mack. 39 seconds left in the fourth. Saxon has it, and this is an Arkansas Baptist team. They're going to have to get a bunch of threes up. I mean right now. But they're just playing catch around the perimeter. And now they go down underneath. They shoot a 2-point shot that won't fall. That's Meeks. And now a battle for the rebound, and Golden does a nice job getting on the floor to wrap it up. And Arkansas Baptist, I know they're down 9, but just not playing with a sense of urgency. They were going to have to get threes in the air very quickly and just didn't do it. And now a big screen set, and Mosley is down on the floor. She picks herself back up, and Haley Winter going to dribble it out at half court. Backs it out. Haley going to dribble out this clock, it looks like, and Mineral Area College in their last two games have knocked off two teams that beat them earlier this season. 61-52, the Mac Ladies a winner over Arkansas Baptist. The Cardinals 13-14 with one more regular season game to go. They've got a chance to finish that regular season of 500 and then make some noise come tournament time. 61-52, the final score. Lady Cardinals a winner. We've got your post-game show in 2 minutes on KREI.
Hey, everybody. Mike Overman here. And as Mineral Area College Athletic Director, I'm personally inviting you and your family to Mineral Area College Homecoming this Saturday, February the 25th. Bring the kids and watch the men's and women's basketball teams square off against State Fair. We'll have a halftime hoop shoot for the kids, an alumni room filled with MAC memorabilia. The MAC Cardinals will sign autographs, and Kirby the Cardinal will be on hand. It's all happening this Saturday at Mineral Area College's Fieldhouse. We'll see you there.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
The choice of an insurance company is an important one. You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our offices today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalliance.ins.com.
Money, money, money! Money!
Jason, what are you going on about now?
Money. Savings. Our customers, Hustler Fast Track Mowers.
Yes. Did you know that right now customers can save $500 off Hustler Fast Track Mowers?
Obviously. That's why I'm singing money, money, money. It's time for everyone to save big money on the mower that sets the highest standard for all other brands to reach.
Hurry into Fliggs Equipment today and save big money on the Hustler Fast Track Mower.
Really? I already said that.
Well, I said it too. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the outer service road at the Ludington exit.
And online 24/7 at fliggs.com.
Let's run through the individual scoring here real quick. And Coach Todd Cutt going to join us on the post-game show. Essence Johnson leading Arkansas Baptist with 14. Jerrica Isom had 5, 3 for Ja'Kiah Bird, 5 for Aaron Meeks, 15 for Sydney Sexton. And Nikyla Shelton had 3, 7 for Desi Mosley. The Cardinals are led by Haley Winter with 13 points. She had 9 rebounds and 7 assists. So Haley once again threatens for a triple-double. Laura Dick scores 8. Shelby Moon with 5. Keandra Perry had a point. Allie Golden with 9 points. Olivia Casey with 4. Jolie Carswell had 8. Olivia White with 7. And Alexia Perry with 6. And what we just heard there, Coach, was pretty good balanced scoring for your team.
Yeah, they shared the ball well today, and you know, shot selection was really good for the most part. We didn't force too much or take bad shots, so that helps.
Because you did that, you shot 51%, really good percentage tonight.
Yeah, that's a nice feeling, and it started out slow, so we rebounded from that. You know, I think Shelby missed two early. Can't remember who else missed one early, and it, you know, we were about 1-for-4, 1-for-5 right there to start it off, so we bounced back pretty well and didn't let it bother us.
It was a tiny bit like the Three Rivers game. I mean, not completely, but a tiny bit in the fact that your defense kept you in it until the shots started falling.
Yeah, you're right about that. And you know, it was a slow first quarter for sure, and maybe first half. I think we had 9 at the end of the quarter.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to come out with 61, start that slow, not that bad.
For a team like Arkansas Baptist that shoots 25% from 3 on the year, and then they make more 3s than 2s in the first half, did you feel like the percentages were going to even out for you there?
No.
Because I mean, they hit them against you last time.
Well, they hit them against us last time, and we didn't know if the percentages would balance out. You gotta hope that it does, but you really needed it, and we didn't do a very good job of it, is close out on the shooters and just close out hard all the way and make them put it on the floor and see if they could beat you making decisions with it on the floor. But we kind of let them have some looks, and they shot a better percentage than they do on the season.
But you guys had a stretch where you got turnover, rebound on defense, and then on the other side you had 3 straight possessions where Shelby Moon hit a 3, Haley Winter hit a 3, and Olivia Casey hit a 3. 9 points just like that.
And we needed it. Yeah. You know, it kind of got us going, and the press was doing some good things for us. And, you know, I know we ended up winning by 9 or so, but there for a while felt like we needed every point.
Yeah, it did. You've worked this person into the lineup a little bit more the last few games. I thought Lexi Perry gave you some great minutes out there.
She did. You know, the only negative I would say about her is that she gave up some offensive rebounds down there. But she came in and kind of solidifies things and, you know, makes teams, because our posts are all different, talented in different ways and different makeup, body size and stuff like that, she makes you make adjustments. And then we usually try to, you know, come with an adjustment of our own.
Yeah, a sledgehammer. Once they think that, well, we can just beat this MAC team up inside, you bring her in and it's a completely different story.
Right.
So that was great to see. I'm calling it the revenge tour. So hopefully we can continue the revenge tour. You knock off Three Rivers, who got you earlier. You knock off Arkansas Baptist to get you earlier. And it'd be sure great to close the season with another revenge game against State Fair.
Oh, yes, it would. And, you know, we feel like it's something we even talked about, that, you know, after the Three Rivers game, you know, some people are like, did you, you know, practice harder? Did you change something? Did you do anything? No, and that's what we told the girls. You've had this ability all year. It's now show it game to game with some consistency and stuff like that. So 2 good defensive games in a row, and so hopefully we'll have the confidence and keep that going.
There was a lineup, and this came right after the 3-3-3 that you had. Moon got foul trouble. Man, she can pile up fouls pretty sometimes. But anyway, she had to come out, and you had a lineup that really clicked for you for a little while. Perry, Laura Dick, Winter, and Golden. And it's not a lineup you see a lot together for a big stretch, but it's one that just really worked for some reason tonight.
And the reason that it kind of stopped or whatever is, believe it or not, Kia Perry looked winded. She looked gassed. So that's when we subbed, when she started looking gassed. And, you know, we all commented over there that how can she be winded? She's one of our best athletes and whatnot. But she looked tired, so.
But it worked for a while.
Oh, yeah, it did.
So, good deal. Well, we'll see you on Saturday. Homecoming, sophomore night, and a chance to close the regular season at 500. Some good things.
Yep. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thanks, Chad.
Todd Guck joining us on our post-game show. We certainly appreciate his time tonight, and we say way to go for the Mineral Area College Cardinals. A winner tonight, 61-52 over the visitors from Arkansas Baptist. MAC now 13-14 on the year. And the visitors from Arkansas Baptist fall to 8-19. My thanks to Christian Cooper. My thanks to Randy Skaggs tonight. And also, my thanks to the coaches who joined us on the pre- and post-game shows as well. I'm Chad Speaker, and I hope your home team did well tonight. Now I'm going to go join mine.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good